A cracking night, you know, with the place packed to the rafters here. It was a fantastic atmosphere, and look, I'm delighted for the lads. They've put in a savage effort, and it's just great they got the reward of winning this tonight. But look, we've won nothing. We're only in the final, but we put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, I suppose 5 minutes in, and once it settled, that 7 minute period where you scored 2-5, I think it was such a valuable time.
And we could have got another goal even. It was fantastic. Look, after the match the other day, we met in the high performance unit in the following morning, and Dara Winger had an analysis done for us on the game. I'd say by 1 o'clock, we had a plan as to what we were going to do. And we were ready, and we were very confident in the plan, and we came to that tonight, and the lads stuck to it, which was fantastic. And look, as a tribute to everybody involved, Stephen Casey from strength and conditioning perspective, Johnny Dwyer from the point of view of coaching the hurling side of it, and the coaching defence side of it, Liam Martin and forwards, John Martell and Fergus Ryan, and goalkeeping coach Breen Hurley. A lot of people put their shoulder to the wheel, and behind the scenes they knew of other people like Derek Connolly, John Ring, Richie O'Leary, and all those fellas. A lot of people, Jerry Welch, really is an officer, a lot of people putting their shoulder to the wheel. And to be honest with you, what I found very gratifying as well is that Cork hurling is definitely going the right direction. When you've seen a manager, Kieran Kingston, came in, great talk to them last week, and John Moyler's in his level of interest from the under 21 perspective, and John Constance, 17, everybody's putting their shoulder to the wheel and pushing in the one direction, and there's a real positive vibe to it. And it is a beautiful game after all, and we're going well in the beautiful game.
Yeah. If the plan was made by 1 o'clock on Friday, it was very evident tonight, Dennis, because the matchups or the players that were strong for Tipperary the other night didn't get that space tonight.
Well, look, Paddy Cadell ran the show the first night, and it just couldn't happen again. And Joe Melwick is like the old Brian Murphy from Bride Rovers, in terms of you give him a task and he'll stick with it. I remember having him at a younger age, and Joe Melwick reminds me so much of him, and he does a thankless job. You don't get your name on the paper for that, you won't get many scores or anything like that, but he did a fantastic job in that role. And a lot of fellas had specific roles which I won't go into now here, maybe in another time. But fellas stuck to the task, and even when things got hairy and things were bad, what was particularly satisfying I found at the end, when they came within, I think, just two or one or one, we caught the ball in defence and we worked it out and we played it out intelligently. We played the ball intelligently down the field, and I'd have to give fellas great credit for that, because that shows great composure. Other times a fella would get a ball like that and hit into Rosehead and invite more pressure on, and we weren't doing that, and that shows great composure.
Can you sum up the relief or the satisfaction to end that 9-year wait for a Munster final place for Cork Miners?
Oh, sure. Look, it's incredible, really, but you're only as good as your next game. Gets us to a Munster final, we've won nothing. But look, there's no doubt about it. Tonight, all I'm thinking of is the fellas on the extended panel and the fellas who were gone just outside of that. They're lads who put in every bit as much as the lads here tonight, and you'd kind of think of them, and I hope they get a kick out of this as well, and the parents, what they put into it, the lads themselves, the sacrifice they put into it. You think of all of that, and you think of the last 2 years where fellas were very unlucky. But I can say it now, maybe, but those fellas from the last 2 years are going to have as big an impact with Cork senior hurlers as these lads, and I think people don't
really,
people don't always realise that. When you get to a particular level, and we played till this stage the last 2 years, and the level of preparation and all of that is exactly the same. It's just these guys are a slightly different league, and I'm delighted for them, and it happened for them, and they made it happen for themselves, and we couldn't be prouder of the lads. And look, their parents have been absolutely fantastic and tolerant of us and patient with us and all of that, but we've won nothing. You're only as good as your next game in this, but it is the beautiful game after all. And look, Cork public came out and supported us tonight. We're absolutely overjoyed with that. Absolutely brilliant. But Cork love hurling. It's as simple as that. And when things are going well in the beautiful game in Cork, everybody's happy. The thing now is to back it up and see if we can do something the next day against Clare.
And this will be my last question, because everybody's looking to shake your hand tonight, Dennis. But we'll say the Munster Championship to date has been so tight. Clare only just got past Limerick, and Tipperary had only just beaten Limerick. So there's been very fine margins between all the different sides in the game.
The standard of Munster Minor Hurling Championship, I remember when I was involved in the early 2000s, and we were winning Munsters for fun. The standard in minor in Munster has gone way up to a different level because every team is exceptionally well prepared now and everything is so professional. The level of preparation at minor now is what it was at senior in the early 2000s, to be perfectly honest with you, and that's why everything is evened up. We went to see Clare and Limerick the other night, and we saw Clare and Waterford in the first round, and Clare are a very good team. They're very well organised, and with several lines involved, you'd expect that, to be honest with you. They have a half-back line that's like a wall. They have two forwards in particular who they do a lot of rotation, but they have class forwards and they have a very strong midfield as well, and they're going to be very, very hard to beat, and I suppose they're on the long grass now. They've been able to watch us the last two nights, so it's going to be a fascinating game, fascinating contest. Nice to know that you're still there till the end of July at least, you know, and it's all about managing the players now for the next few days.
A word now from the Cork captain. Look, Sean, first of all, just a word on the buzz around here now after winning that semi-final.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, the seniors kind of drove it on for us, and we were really looking forward to this. We knew there was a buzz around the place, and we're just happy to add to it now and just keep going now till the Munster final.
Two unbelievable games against Tipperary. Tonight, like, you had yourselves in a fantastic position at half-time, but that second half and injury time, Tipperary looked like they could have pushed you again.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come back at some stage, so we had to see them off, like... But I just had full confidence, really, in everyone that we would see him off. Like, the lads up front, you just can't stop them. Like, so I knew they'd keep kicking it over, and that's it, really. I knew they were going to come back, but we just saw him off anyway. So.
And you probably got a better exchange out of your forward threat tonight, but even yourself to pop up for a score, you know, they were coming from everywhere.
Yeah, I saw Brian in a bit of trouble, so I said, help him out. Like, but I went for it anyway and went over. There was just kind of confidence in everyone, really, so...
But I have to say, your score is probably indicative of, you know, the entire game in which he found better players in better positions. If someone was in trouble, yeah, there was always someone in a better position, and you found those players.
Yeah, we've been like that all year, really, like, kind of head up hurling, like, kind of looking around and always trying to play the man in a better position, really, because we know we can punish them, like, so...
And for the two goals, that was the case too, like, very well finished by Craig and Liam.
Yeah, I knew, like, the last day we got a bit unlucky, but I knew this day a bit of luck would come our way, like, and Craig popped up, and I just kind of saw it coming, really, and Liam, well, he's always around, like, so, yeah, I knew he'd get it, so.
How difficult were the last few days? Like, you must have been living like professional sports people, were you?
Yeah, we were trying to recover really the best we could, because we knew it was going to be another tough battle, like, near the end there, we kind of had to... The recovery really came to us, like, and hopefully now we'll just recover again for the final.
Yeah, that's the case, exactly. Another relatively quick turnaround to Sunday's final, but it's a Munster final, so you'll do everything possible to prepare.
Yeah, everything we can now for the next few days, and just give it everything now for the final, and hopefully now we'll do it.
And playing before and alongside the seniors as well, like, it's such a special time for you.
Yeah, it's unreal. That's kind of the goal. Like, we're just going to do everything now for it. Like, just concentrating fully on this match, because we know... The buzz around Thurles is going to be unreal with every Cork fan up there, like, and you know, everyone in the terrace and stuff is just going to be unbelievable, and that's really what we were playing for tonight. Like, we knew there was a big prize at stake, like, so it's just going to be unbelievable. I can't wait to see everyone. Really.
8,000 here tonight, it's only a taster really of what you'll run out and lead this team out, yeah. Sean, on Sunday in Thurles. It'll be a special moment for yourself personally.
Yeah, it was kind of just a dream really, like, be looking forward to this now. Since the start of the year, I was just, this match really has really been the... We've all been concentrating this match, and just get past it now is a bit of relief, like, and to go out and Thurles again, like, it's just an unbelievable feeling, like, and hopefully, you know, we'll do it, and I think we will. So
best luck with the recovery.
Yeah. Thanks.